Mulla on täällä tällä hetkellä studiossa vieras, joka on AJ Joshi. Hän on Nepalista kotoisin oleva opettaja meillä täällä Turun ammattikorkeakoulussa, ja hän opettaa marketointia ja kansainvälistä bisnestä. Hän on ollut 10 vuotta Suomessa, ja nyt tämä tuleva haastattelu käydään luonnollisesti siis englannin kielellä, eli jos ei kieli taitu, niin pyytäkää joku kaveri vaikka kuuntelemaan ja tulkkaamaan sitten tuota haastattelun jälkeinen anti. Mutta mennään asiaan. Hello and thanks for coming, AJ.
Thanks for having me here.
First question is, do you have a lot of family members and friends in Nepal at the moment?
Yeah, I've got so many family members and friends all over Nepal. Yeah, so there are a lot of them there.
What is their situation at the moment?
The situation is that there is constant aftershocks. So, for example, most of my families, they have been advised not to go inside the house. So they have been, you know, camping outside in a specific neighborhood area. Yeah.
So it's still going on.
I mean, yeah. Like, I think the last time I called home, I was informed that there was a small earthquake, Richter scale of about 4 point something. I don't know exactly, but yeah. So it's still an ongoing process.
Okay, so, but you are able to contact them at any times?
Yes, in the beginning, like immediately after the earthquake, it was a mayhem because it was very difficult to reach people. The electricity was down and phone lines, and everybody was trying to reach everybody. So because of that, we had some network problem. But now I am able to reach my immediate family, but I also know of cases where many people are still trying to reach their family and they're not able to do that.
Okay. Is there any indication that things are going to be better in near future?
I think, I mean, of course, right? We have to be hopeful, and being a hopeful person, that I know it's going to get better than what it is now, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, how hard is it to be here when your loved ones are struggling on the other side of the world?
Actually, it's a very difficult situation at the moment for me and my friends and other fellow students who is here, because we feel so helpless and we're not able to help in any way other than to wait, right? So because of that, yesterday we have one small association. It's called Turku Nepal Association RU. It's a non-profit. And we had a meeting with most of the Nepalese who live here. And the whole idea was to raise money so that we can at least send some kind of relief fund to Nepal. So all across Turku, you'll see throughout this week, like, few people with the Red Cross, you know, donation box asking for help so that, you know, they can send, whoever can help would put the money there and send that money via Red Cross to Nepal. So I think that is our way of doing something from here so that we can at least give something back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been in contact with the, we have in Turku University of Applied Sciences, we have 57 degree students. So have you had a get-together, or was that one?
Yes, like quite a few of the students from our university were present, not all obviously, but in addition to that, like, we are in touch and we have sent email to whole the year group saying that, you know, if you need any assistance, please reach us via phone, email, and there are some counselors who are also willing to help them. And there is also a priest, the school priest, who is also more than willing to help in case someone wants to talk to, you know, the priest.
Yeah.
And okay. Need counseling.
When was the last time you visited at your home country?
Actually, I was there last week.
Last week.
Yeah, along with other lecturers from different universities of applied sciences. And it was a complete shock for all of us, actually, to see, you know, the building we walked across last week has completely crumbled, and it's very difficult to take in. And I don't think the reality has completely sunk in at the moment. We are still in this mode of somehow denial because the damage is so extensive. It's difficult to comprehend.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
But everything was okay there then?
I mean, everything was normal, and we could not have, you know, predicted anything of this magnitude would occur within a week after we have left the city.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, AJ, for visiting here. And we wish all the best to you and everyone in Nepal.
Thank you for having me here. And my final word is like those, you know, who's listening to us. And if you can help, you know, any form of help will be appreciated, because this is a real time of need. So please remember that. And thank you once again.
Yeah, thank you very much for visiting.